Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Night Court. I'm Rob Fisher, along with Brevin Knight, talking NBA playoffs, talking some other things. And Brevin, this is our last show. This is the last show that we're going to have. Yeah.
Oh no.
Sad news.
Never thought that this way would come to an end. I thought this would be our way.
Nope.
To the end.
Nope. This is it. This is it. This is the last Night Court. This is the last Night Court before things get bigger and better.
Yes.
The news broke today. Hopefully you saw it on the Twitter, or the X.
Hold on, dude. I was about to say that. I know that it changed its name.
Yeah.
To X, but nobody says X. We still say Twitter.
Because it's still Twitter.com. Mama called you Twitter. I'm going to call you Twitter.
Well, that's definitely how it's going to be. It's the same way as we say you got Lyft and you got all these other car rides. Shit,
right.
We still just call it Uber.
We call it Uber. We call it Coke.
It's certain things that encompass the entire category.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that one number, no matter if you're of a different company.
I'm like, man, how much money you got to spend on advertising to change the concept of, can I have a Coke? Is Pepsi okay? Sure. Because that's just how it is.
Yeah, I'll do the other one.
Yeah. No, but this is our last show as is, the way that you've been getting the show. But now, joining Bluff City Media, excited about it because of the distribution of the show.
Yep.
There will be video of the show. You know, we're working with people that we like and respect, and so looking forward to that. And it's gonna be fun. There might be some exciting surprises ahead as well, like maybe even a show on location. I don't know, just throwing that out there.
Man,
maybe
show on location.
Yeah,
we might. There will come a day. I'm not saying when that day is, but there may come a day where we even have a guest.
What?
We might even allow someone to grace the mic with us.
Yeah, that's possible. Who have we had? We've had Pete on, Pranica.
Pete's been.
Hasseltine's been on before.
Yeah, but those were like.
Those are like friends.
Those are like, yeah, like we were like, hey, you guys want to come on? Come on. Let's just
go. Hasseltine's across the hall. Come on over.
We're going downstairs in the lobby to do this taping.
Pete looks bored. Pete, come on over and talk.
Yeah. Well, that was a playoff edition when we did that.
Yeah, we did. We did. From the courtside. At FedEx Forum. Man, we've done 80. This is our 84th show. Who would have thought, right?
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, all born out of, hey, what are you doing? Man? Like, we spent so much time together. Well, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, all right, cool. What are we going to talk about?
We'll talk about the Grizzlies, of course, and then whatever other stuff kind of comes to your mind.
Yeah,
I guess that's what this space is used for.
That's right. That's right. Bluff City Media, we're excited about it and to be a part of that. And, it's awesome stuff. And video, man, I'm scared. I'm scared of the video. I'm going to have to look my best. It's going to be scary.
No, what's going to be cool about the video is, I think for everyone that sees us in our suits and ties, and they see you with your shoes, I really and truly believe that's the only way that people could see us.
Yeah.
And even when you see people out, when it's away from a game, and they see you, they're like, oh, man, like, yo, oh, this is what you look like without your suit and tie.
Didn't notice you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't know that. So it'll be good to allow people a chance to just see how bummy we are.
Yeah, that's right. Because we are. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've mentioned this before on the show. Love driving over to your house and driving through the neighborhood because there are always people walking. Always
yes.
People walking.
Yes.
And the best thing about the people walking, and I saw you walking today as I drove over. I was a few minutes early. You were walking the dogs. If you'd heard me, because you had your earbuds in, if you would have heard me, would you have waved?
Yeah. I wave.
Just
I
wave. When cars drive
yeah,
by
drive
you.
Yeah.
Man, everybody in the neighborhood waves. And I'm waving. Hey, how you doing? Just waving to everybody. And I feel like I'm a nice person waving to these people, and I'm like, why are they waving to me?
That's I wave to everybody because number one, I walk against the traffic. Like I want to see the cars as they're coming.
Right.
Not come from behind. So I think it's a nice gesture. It makes you feel.
It is. Makes me happy when I get here.
Yeah. And it's like you want your day to be good. And I do it and say hi to people. Not just for you, but also just for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you know what? It's nice. Why not try to pass on a little joy to somebody else?
My advice is everyone drive over to Brevin's house. and you'll feel good waving to people. The address is... another thing. Baseball. I know you love baseball. You're a Brewers fan. Big Brewers fan.
I'm a big Brewers fan.
Yeah. Did you see in Arizona... Now, Arizona has a dome.
Yes.
And they've had two games now that have been delayed. One because of a leak in the roof. And then another one because of last night, a bee colony. There was a bee colony that gathered on the net behind home plate.
Get the heck out of here.
Hundreds and hundreds of bees. The game was delayed 2 hours.
Did they open up the dome at some point to allow the bees to even get in?
Well, I mean, there are openings that things can get in, okay. Birds or bees or... But the bees, they colonized. It's a whole scientific deal on why they colonized and why this might have happened. But it happened. So what they had to do is call in their bee guy. They have a bee guy. Diamondbacks have a bee guy. Call in the bee guy. He comes running in like he was called in out of the bullpen, right? And he has to spray the bees. Then he vacuums the bees. Sprays them to kind of get them dreary and droopy. And then he brings in a vacuum and he vacuums them all. And then he goes, releases them freely, safely, wherever he releases them.
Oh, he didn't just get out that spray?
No! You don't just get out the spray? That's wrong. You gotta call the bee guy. The bee guy brings them to safety.
Bro, you better get out there with that extra strength raid.
So anyway, the crowd was so behind the bee guy that they let the bee guy throw the first pitch out for the game.
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
Yeah, they did. Two-hour delay in Arizona because of bees. Bees are terrifying. If there were a ton of them, I'd be freaked out.
Oh, I'm one.
One's enough for me. Yeah.
You had to have a ton. That's what I'm saying. You didn't just get out the spray, man, and just say, this is all that I can give you. We just got to.
No, he had the whole getup on, the whole outfit with the screen mask and the whole thing.
So ultimately, you think if he would have just killed all the bees, like somebody would have been upset.
Somebody
would have
been upset, yeah. Can't just because keep we killing have a animals.
Bee, because it. Killing animals? I mean, are these honey producing bees?
I don't know.
What is. Like, at some point, there has to be a line that you draw with what is. Important to not kill.
I'm with you.
In the insect world.
I'm with you. I look at that and I see an opportunity to get rid of a bunch of them.
Listen, I'm telling you this much. Let them things fly around in my house. Those little wasps or whatever. I'm getting that spray out, that insect flying spray, and I'm spraying
them. If you had a colony just somewhere in here.
I'm spraying
them. And how many cans of spray would you get just to make sure?
I would 10.
And what would you wear?
I would put on the grizzly sweats. Like multiples of them,
right?
And find something that is of armor. But I would probably rig something together that I can spray it from a distance.
Well, no questions. I'd spray and run.
Heck yeah! I just need to get them to disperse a little bit, just cause then and then send a message to not go there.
Send again. A message.
Tell everybody this is not the place to go back to.
Have you ever had an experience with fire ants?
No, I have. Oh. I have luckily not ever had to deal with fire.
I had to. I was at Southwind for the golf tournament, and I parked my car, and I got out of the car, and I dropped my lighter, and I bent down to pick up my lighter, put it in my pocket, and all of a sudden my hand felt like it was on fire, and I looked down, and there were these ants on my hand, and I mean just attacking me and trying to kill me.
And I
threw them off, and then I looked down, and there are some on my ankle, and I'm like, what is going on? And I pulled my lighter out, and there was some on my lighter, and I mean, dude, they are relentless to the point where then all of a sudden I lost my voice as we were walking in. I couldn't speak anymore. My voice was gone and I was a little swollen, I guess. So we had to, and it was unbelievable because we ran into R.C. Johnson, who at the time was the athletic director at Memphis.
Right.
And I go up to him and I'm like, R.C., how's it going? How good to see you. I mean, I looked like my eyes were red. I looked like I was hammered and had been on a like 4-day bender because I couldn't speak.
And just coming out in the dark.
So we had to go to the medical tent and they gave me some Benadryl and I was fine. But it was, man, they were attacking. And then you get little scars all over. Oh, they hurt like hell. It was miserable. Folks, stay away from fire ants.
Well, listen, it's the one thing we always look for on golf courses. Because I'm a walker. Oh,
well, so it was
yours in the parking lot.
I told them what happened, they were like, where is it specifically? Tell us. Because they wanted to go get rid of that problem immediately.
Not just transplant them to somewhere else?
They didn't.
I didn't know
they brought the ant guy in.
I didn't know if there's now a special way to move the fire ants so that we don't hurt them. I'm just making sure.
No, I don't think so. All right. I think we dispose of them.
Right, and just for those listeners, so you understand, I am the ultimate animal person.
Animal lover. He's an animal lover.
Like,
yes.
Animal shows to the nth degree.
To the point where on the plane, when we are traveling, and I say, if it's a long flight, and I'll say, what are you going to do this flight? He said, I'm just going to lay back and watch my animal shows.
But I draw a line in terms of with animals and insects.
Oh,
I know there's a food chain, and you need this, need that. But to me, there's other things that can be eaten or be around than non-honey making bees or non-pollinate, and I don't even know if there are any of those. Maybe they all pollinate and they all, I don't know the evolution, but all I'm saying is as long as they're away from me, they're fine. Like, I'm not searching them out, but if they bring it to me, I'm ready.
By the way, based on the start of this program, this episode, Bluff City Media is getting some good shit. Just wanted to point that out. Was there something else I wanted to tell? No, I think that's it. I think that's all I have for you. All right.
There was something I said that I wanted to say before we went on.
There was. All right. You'll think about it. We'll end the show with it.
All right.
What was it, though? Man, I don't know. Something good. All right. Let's talk some basketball.
All right.
I haven't been enthralled with the playoffs.
Why?
I've been...
Because the names aren't... Because the names...
No.
Well, tell me why.
Oklahoma City, New Orleans, not a competition.
Right. I mean, the note Zion hurts it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were going to struggle anyway with the lack of true point guard use and play.
Denver Lakers, I guess I was a little interested.
I mean, that was interesting because you're either going to see the Lakers really stand up and be the team and that people have thought they should be for the last couple of seasons, or were the Denver Nuggets going to continue to show that having stars but mixed with very good role players and having a team concept and basketball still wins games? And what we saw was, it still wins games.
Is Minnesota deeper than Denver?
Yes.
They are.
Yes. Minnesota's good, bro.
Listen,
we played them when we played them during the playoffs the last couple of years, we always left from there. And the one thing we kept saying was, bro, they're coming. Like they are right there now. Like, no longer is this, oh, we beat Minnesota, move on. This is like dire. And really, we shouldn't have beat them in the playoffs. We played in the play-in, is it 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
We shouldn't have beat them in the playoffs when we played them at that point. They won. They were the better team for longer stretches. The lead for a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
We just were able to win in the end. Like, we still were with Ja, and that we still were better at that to be able to do that. But shit, Minnesota is that good.
I think when you're talking about Minnesota and when they were on the cusp, the one thing they needed was a point guard. Now, hey, granted, Anthony Edwards has taken a step. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, has taken a step, especially maturity-wise.
Yes.
A lot of guys on the team have taken steps, but they have that guy, and I think Mike Conley is a huge part of their success, and I'm excited for him. They're a fun team to watch. I like watching them. Man. Even though they swept Phoenix, I enjoyed watching them.
Well, the other thing that gives them a leg up and also is put Denver in a place of possibly both of them are intact. Neither has any major injury news. Now, I know that Jamal Murray's beat up a little bit on the Denver side. Mm. and these days will do wonders for him. But Minnesota has everybody. And they're playing well. Like you said, all of those names you talked about. And then you throw in six man. You didn't even talk about six man of the year, Naz Reid.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Nicole, Jesus, come on. How just Nikhil Alexander. I was about to say Nicole. Nikhil Alexander Walker, who I have loved since college. The way that he is playing and shooting the basketball and they're such the great mix of offense and defense. They do it both. You always try to find, if you can find as many of those players that can be offensively minded but also bring a defensive intensity, that's what they've been able to do.
Yeah. All right. So those first three series, let me ask you about them first. Oklahoma City, they sweep New Orleans. I don't think it was a surprise, especially after Zion went out. But
Oklahoma City,
this is good. I think for them to sweep, you know, they had a scare in game one. And I think that kind of got their feet wet and, hey, to go through with the sweep and get some days of practice and all that good stuff with Coach of the Year, Mark Dagno.
Right.
Good for them. They showed out.
Yeah, they play well. And there's another one of those teams you see on both ends of the court are extremely good.
Defense, and healthy.
And another team with health. I think that's you can't overstate how important the health factor is going to be for these teams as you get further into the season, into these playoffs, because it's the consistency, the knowledge of playing with one another, and you're not asking someone to all of a sudden have to do more under the biggest pressure time of the season. And
yeah.
So those teams, the Oklahoma City situation, the only area is on the rebounding side as you move further. With the possessions become more and more crucial. If you're allowing the offensive rebounds, if they're the physicality side of it, and Dagno has talked about and says he knows they just have to make it up in other areas to be really good, but they're another one of these young, exciting teams to watch. And here's the other thing. What's been good for the league in some way is these are your next stars. Like the other star, eventually we're getting close to that phasing out of older stars. Who mm-hmm. are the new faces going to be? It's nice to have these new faces be on winning teams.
Yes.
So it's not just you're trying to hype a guy that's scoring points on a team that doesn't win, who doesn't get a chance to play in front of this type of audience. So it's nice that you're saying SGA is going to be a face of this league. Anthony Edwards is going to be a face of this league as you continue to move forward. So it's nice to see those young guys be in these winning situations as this transition starts to happen.
Speaking of Anthony Edwards, they beat the Suns 4-0. I loved his comment when he was asked about how tough a closeout game is, and he said, I have no idea. I've never been in one.
Yep.
He said, I've never won in the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't know how tough it's going to be. Well, and they do close it out 4-0 against the Phoenix Suns. I think the biggest question is, we've talked a lot about Minnesota already, biggest question is, what do they do?
Phoenix messed up by falling into the trap that Devin Booker was going to be their point guard, and they were going to be able to just play with three offensive guys, and everything was just going to be okay. They're going to have to find, if they keep this together, they're going to find somebody that's the organizer, because the one thing that Kevin Durant talked about at the end was he never really knew how that all fit. Now, another function of that, it was they had so many guys injured, throughout the year that the three of them played very little basketball together, meaning he, Booker, and Bradley Beal. And so they never got a chance to have any level of continuity. But again, it just speaks to the fact of, I like how team basketball won out over individual talent basketball.
Yeah, and Bradley Beal is owed over $50 million the next 3 years.
And it will be.
What if Booker's not happy? What if KD gets unhappy again?
That's what I said. I think they just need to find someone that brings it together. And a lot of it starts to speak to how many teams are able to play with three stars on the floor like that all the time.
Right.
You know, like and figuring out where the shots come from. Somebody's gonna have to defer. And so maybe after the 1 year, you start to figure out a little bit more. But I think they got a lot of inner soul searching to do in terms of are they going to continue with that three, and what else do they put around them moving forward?
Denver beat the Lakers 4-1. Again, big question here. What do the Lakers do?
Man, I don't know what the Lakers can do, because if you look at the team, you look at the roster, it's one in which should be good. I don't know how you get Anthony Davis to be able to just take the full next step to be that go-to player that they need him to be in order for him to get over the top. Look, LeBron James can hold it down for as long as he can. He did what he did, but there had to be a changing of the guard at some point. You weren't able to see it enough, and then they didn't get it from their role guys when they had to. I tell everybody, like, if you're a Grizzlies fan and you watched the Grizzlies Lakers game this year and didn't watch any other game, you'd think Rui Hachimura was one of the best players in the NBA.
Yes,
hands down.
Yes, yes.
You'd think D'Angelo Russell should. I don't know how people talk about him in negative light. Anyway, this dude he's fantastic.
Yeah.
You watch Austin Reeves, you're like, man, God, dog, the Lakers. I don't know why they losing, but then you go and watch, it's because it's inconsistent.
Yeah.
You don't have that same level of play. And so they need to find a third go-to player, or you got to find a way to have more motion, movement, and not say we're going to just rely on these two guys.
Yeah. Although LeBron still is unbelievable.
Yeah, but
when he started pulling up and knocking down threes to keep them in the game the other night.
Right, but it's like you're still asking someone who's been doing this for 20 years, yo. Like, and at the age that, and I'm at the age that he is, with the amount of wear and tear that's on his body, like when you have somebody else on your roster who can assume that load, who just doesn't do it. Like I say, man, he's the new Kevin Love.
Yeah.
That's what I call him, the new Kevin Love. A guy who has an opportunity, who puts up, who has big numbers, but the numbers don't always translate into wins.
Yeah. I thought going into the playoffs, Dallas and the Clippers would be the one that excites me the most. It's the one that I've watched the least. I don't know. It's not good basketball, those two teams.
Well, I think you say that because there's a lot of one-on-one basketball.
A lot.
Like it's,
and it's only a few dudes. I mean, it's like four guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're going to watch Kyrie and Luka on the Dallas side. And everything that – I think that the issue is just that any and everything that happens for them is because the two of them create it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they've done a good job by being able to use the bigs in terms of finishes at the rim. And Kleber's been good in terms of making all of the hustle plays and little plays. He's done a good job in that. And then conversely, you go over to the Clipper side, you know it's going to be James Harden with the basketball, or it's going to be Paul George with the ball. And one of them, and then Norman Powell, you'll get involved in this thing also a little bit when we want you to. But I think that the no Kawhi Leonard has a big factor in it all. Russell Westbrook, you like the energy that he brings is cool. It hasn't been like they've tried to have a little bit of. There've been moments where there's been some animosity, guys, little pushing and stuff. It just doesn't. But like you said, it's a one on one game, and so I watch it just because I wanted to see what the Clippers can do against those two scores, and if I would see the old James Harden or not.
In the East, Cleveland leads Orlando 3-2. It was gone. Home team has won all 5 games this far.
Missed, to get home court advantage.
Missed yesterday's game, which was our last night's game, which was a great one, and I missed it because the first 4 games sucked.
And last night, that doggone Paolo Banchero is another guy. Would you say another one that's going to be a face of the NBA as you move forward? Big nothing. I know he had a down game four. I think he didn't even get to double digits, but then he goes for the 30 plus in last night's game. I mean, it wasn't just the number of points. It was the baskets that he was making at the time that he was making those shots. And Cleveland did. Listen, you get home court advantage for a reason, so that you can feel comfortable enough and have one more game than the other team to say, we just win all of our home games, we win the series. And so, at this point in time, that's still the mindset and what they've been able to do. But it's the other reason why that's a series people miss a lot is because they've been relegated a lot to NBA TV.
Yep. And that's a big part of it.
Once you put them in that, and the other thing is, it always starts after another game has already started.
Yes.
So it's like, this game, and the only reason why I knew they were playing yesterday because I got an alert on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I got the alert that the game was starting. And I was like, oh, okay, let me flip back and forth. But not the ending of that game, fantastic.
I know, and I missed it.
that's
my analysis.
Fantastic. And then, I mean, Mobley with the finishes around the basket, huge block. And the thing is, he got a couple possessions before that. They were able to beat him to the basket to get that layup.
Mm-hmm.
And then now on the big one, he did a great job of being able to come up with the block. So that was a good ending to that.
The Pacers lead Milwaukee 3-2. Milwaukee now without Dame and Giannis.
Chris Middleton.
They staved off elimination.
Chris Middleton has been fantastic in that one. And it's the only way that they'll have an opportunity to stay in the games, that he's just going to have to continue to be absolutely fantastic. And then Brooke Lopez is going to have to be more than just a three-point shooter. He'll go back to the post again, which is where he really made his mark and at that 5 position. But yeah, they're going to have to continue to battle. And Indiana's going to have to take this game 6 seriously. Like, if I'm Indiana, your thought process is, they're down, they're wounded, we got to take advantage of it now. You don't want to have to win game 7 back in Milwaukee.
No, not at all. The Celtics lead the Heat 3-1.
That's over.
I mean, even when it was 1-1 and we talked about it, what if the Heat? Well, I mean, it's still Boston's just, they're just much better.
Right, but, and the thing was, like, Miami, you make 23 threes and Boston didn't play well.
Yeah.
Like, so that combination in and of itself should lend you to a victory.
How big of a loss is Porzingis?
I think it's going to be a huge loss. And in that, he was a very good third player to Brown and Tatum. And I thought that's what they needed, one more person to be able to play with them, but someone that was a play off of the ball player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Porzingis is. He's a guy you draw, you kick to him, he shoots threes. You throw the ball into the mid post, he turn faces. He's not a guy that takes a lot of dribbles to get to what he wants to do. And then he also gave them a rim protector, not physicality on the defensive side, but he gave them length on the interior. Remember, they were just trying to do it Al Horford for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so he gave them rebounding, size, shot making, all of the things that they needed just to solidify themselves in the Eastern Conference and put them in a great position for a championship.
And then the Knicks and the Sixers. It's now 3-2. I have 2 takes. I want your thoughts.
Okay.
One.
Best series, too.
Which still feels, I mean, at 3-1 didn't feel over. You know, and now it's 3-2. Certainly doesn't feel over. Sixers, I mean, they Sixers can't, this isn't really a hot take. Can't do it without Tyrese Maxey. He is spectacular. And because I think Joel Embiid on one leg is still, as we've seen, is still going to get Joel Embiid's numbers.
Yes.
So it all depends on what Maxey does. And boy, has he been something special.
The thing for Maxey is I didn't realize how Kyrie Irving-esque he is.
Shifty?
Shifty, but herky-jerky with the movements, and then quick. The thing, that's what makes Kyrie Irving so tough is he has the stop-go, and then he's gone. And it's like, God damn, I was waiting for another move, but he already ran by. That's right. What Maxey, and watching him play, it is, and he's gone. Like, the speed at which he plays, and then he finishes well, and the shots that, like, everybody, like, my boy's a big Knicks fan. He's, like, he's heartbroken and this. I was like, let me be honest with you, yo. Aside from the missed free throws that hurt, everything just went right for Philly to win the game.
Yes.
They got 2-and-1s. One of them being a four point play and one. Dude made a 3 that was 2 steps.
From the logo.
2 steps over half court.
He made with 8 seconds left.
To tie the game. Like, it, I was like literally, everything just went that way for them to win the game. And that was that. But this series has been, it's been compelling. And it's because they're right down the turnpike from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been fun. It's been fun for me being an East Coast kid, and watching it has been fun. It makes me feel it almost like it's like throwback NBA basketball.
All right, here's a hot take.
Okay.
Not a fan of Jalen Brunson.
I love him.
Now, maybe it's out of necessity, but I think there's a lot of hero ball, a lot of it. And I don't know, just his dad being on the coaching staff.
Oh, man, but Rick is such a cool dude. Though. Like, here's the thing about Rick that's cool is that, like, he's there, but you don't know he's there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not an overbearing coach. Like, he enjoys basketball. It's fun that his son is there. He does a good job. But here's the thing I like about Jalen Brunson. Number one is, yes, it's out of necessity that he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else on their team is going to be able to go and create their own shots and do something for somebody else? They don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Like, Ananobi being on that basketball team gave them – defender, toughness, shot maker, but still is going to have to play off of somebody to get it going. DiVincenzo has made shots, big plays, but it's still, he's off of somebody else getting it for him. The only person that you watch and say, okay, is getting right now, maybe does it. McBride has been great for them off of the bench. And he has been fantastic. But Hartenstein needs it. Mitchell Robinson needs. He's had to play in that fashion. And the fact that we all know it, that's the thing that has been great about it and has been fun for me to watch, is that despite the size, lack of athleticism, it is the understanding and knowledge of basketball and angles that he's still able to go out there. And no matter what size or what level of quickness, he beats fast guys off of the dribble, he scores over bigs in the paint. I mean, it's been terrific to watch.
Yeah, 3-2 Philadelphia trails that series against the Knicks. I thought the coolest thing about that game it's terrible. It was heartbreaking, as you said. But the Knicks fans, when they thought it was over, that place was rocking.
Oh.
I mean, I was like, man, I'd love to be in the Garden for, like, an experience like that. That was – it was jumping inside there.
there, that was to see. I think maybe it was like 17 seconds to go, maybe in the second quarter, and everybody started. And Knicks had the ball, and everybody started standing and cheering. Like as they came across, it was just I was like that's with the Garden. Like a lot of these people don't remember the Garden being that way because it had been so long.
I thought last night, I was like, boy, there are a lot of people in that building that's like, maybe, finally, maybe, this is it, maybe.
And I hope for them, and this is more so for my boy Damian, I wish, hope, pray that they go out and win. Like, if they don't win this series, I hate to see and hear what happens with New York Knicks fans.
Mm. Yeah, that would be pretty awful. All right, did you remember what we didn't talk about?
I don't.
No. All right, well, maybe for next week.
That's a shame, too.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe on our debut show for Bluff City Media, you'll have a good story.
I'll have it back.
Yeah. That's starting next week, by the way. As you saw the breaking news earlier today, we are joining Bluff City Media. You will continue to get us on our podcast as normal, but you'll also be able to get the video version of the show as well each and every week. So we're excited about it, and bigger and better things ahead for Night Court, and hope you're along for the ride. So we thank you for joining us. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, that you can follow the show at Night Court 22. You can follow Brevin at BrevinKnight22, and you can follow me at The Fish Nation. For BK, I'm Fish. Thanks for joining us here on Night Court. We'll do it again next week. So long, everyone.
Peace.